Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another great episode of Drunk World Order. And these bastards, we're trying to knock off our connection, not let us communicate with you, but we are back. I did some hacking, and we're back on the line. And tonight's show is going to be about microchips. Are they the Illuminati's endgame? We're going to really get into this. We're going to expose it on Drunk World Order show like it's never been exposed, even though you might have heard it exposed 100 times. But tonight, we expose it like it's never been exposed before. And ladies and gentlemen, don't be scared. Don't ever wither away like a rose. Rise up and be powerful, because I'm going to tell you something right now. You and me, we were built for greatness. Right now, we're going to play the hit track by Houdini Black called Built for Greatness. Go buy it. It's on Amazon, Google, all the digital stores. Go buy it now or go stream it. But whatever you do, enjoy tonight. Here is Houdini Black, Built for Greatness. Enjoy.
They gonna stand for no man, this is God's plan. Do this by my lonely, need no phonies hopping on the bandwagon. I'm just asking, keep your distance, y'all obsessed with acting. Like being fake is early fashion, man, they lack the passion. Breaking down faction, just a fraction of them really rapping. The rest of y'all just standing there looking weird, y'all just talking practice. Hardly after, pour into a captain, but you claim your boss. Man, you capping, no reaction, no change of info tactics. Mention exactly how I said it, I've been in a war with plenty a veteran, like in the room, like last name of Edison. My alley paladin deliver the medicine, put him in words, deliver the message. Just to match him, I hope they catch it. The plight, passing a kite for my brethren. This is the direction we're heading in.
Money all around, I see them haters start to frown. All snakes, envy, I was built for greatness, feel me like. Money shoes, hold ever show.
Others wishing, toss the pennies, waiting on Santa Claus. China this and your Christmas list. I was working my gifts, 48 laws, make sure I don't miss. With a grandfather clause, no bending the rules, no bending me through. I'd have been to them school with being dumb. It's lit to be cool, but not me, fool. Manifest destiny that's ahead of me. I finesse, follow my recipe. Is the best part of me, stands like a king. The God in me, right next to my queen. My sword, shield, my guns, I'm safely floor. Filled with them traps, can't break me. Can't they gonna stand, fit no man, this is God's play. I do this in my sleep, don't pray for me, but pray for the week. I smell them haters coming, I'ma hop them like an athlete. Hopping over hurdles, bear no burden, trouble obsolete.
I can feel it in you. Money all around, I see them haters start to frown like. All snakes, envy, I was built for greatness, feel me like. Money shoes, hold at the show.
Feel it in the air. You could feel the freedom rising. You could feel your power emanating. You could feel, what is the word? I'm already drunk. You could feel the evil disappearing. You could feel the freedom rising and the good rising in the world. You were built for greatness. We were built for greatness, my friends. And before we get the show officially started, we got to do a little ritual before I bring on my co-host. Oh, yeah. The ritual of power. Opening a huge-ass beer. This is a Foster's 25-ounce can. Let's open this bitch up. Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, and when you know when you open a beer and you're doing your own show and you're making your own money and you're doing your own thing, you know that's the sign of success. And let's take a sip. Oh, that's good. Oh, very good. Freedom to America. All right, so I got a stack of news here, guys. Oh, yeah, printed it out. And it's pissing me off, and we're going to get into it. All right, so from express.co.uk, it says, Mark of the Beast, secret plan to implant us all with ID chips by some certain date. That's from August 2016. And then another article says, actually, let's take it off. Another article says, secret plan to inject us all with ID chips through, you know, needles or whatever. I don't know. And then another article says from Hip Hop Wired, Illuminati watch tech company implanting microchips in employees. And this is really ticking me off, man. Like, what the hell? You know, you're trying to sneak it in through the flu shots. You're trying to sneak it in through my tetanus shot. Shots I need to get. But you're trying to sneak it in through another method. And it's really pissing me off. And, you know, I don't even know what to do. I just want to start throwing the pages and ripping them. I don't know what to do. But right now, we're going to bring on my very special co-host tonight. And he's going to say what's up to you guys, hello, and then get into some other news. And, yeah, because I got to calm down before I have a heart attack. Yeah, that's pissing me off. Hello, my mysterious friend Mask. How are you? Welcome to Drunk World Order.
Hey, what's going on, guys? What's going on?
What's up? How are you, my friend?
Man, I am doing great. My job is trying to deploy me to Texas so I can help fish people out of the water. So I may be headed there for a few weeks. Yeah, but, you know, there's not much to complain about because there are some people out there who do need my help. So, I mean, I would rather complain about, you know, working for the government. But in this particular sector, it is okay because I'm actually helping the people, which is what we're all about, right?
Oh, yeah, man, that's awesome. Yeah, we got to give a shout-out to the people out there in Houston, Texas, I think it is, right? Yeah, Texas. And
yep.
Definitely that's the life of a secret agent like 007. You got to be a hero, and you are a hero, my friend, going out there and helping and saving lives. And I mean, that's what
Thank
it's really
you.
About. It's not about all the spying and conspiracy dark stuff. It's really about the people in the end. Oh, yeah. Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's what it's all about.
So how are you, my friend? How are you, drunk man?
Oh, well, drunk man is very good. I just had a tall can of E-40. I open up a Foster's can. There's a few shots of vodka in my drawer. And I think there's another E-40 and another Miller High Life in my bag in the other room. I'd say I'm doing pretty good, but not as good as I'll be tonight. That's for sure.
Awesome. Awesome.
How are you doing, my friend?
I'm great.
Okay, well, that was weird. My voicemail just went off for no reason.
Man, that is the government.
They've been doing everything. First, they blocked my connection. Now they're like, oh, you have voicemails. You have text to look at. Don't talk about conspiracies. And I'm like, yeah, sure. That's what they want me to think.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But not just the government. It's the evil elements in the government. I guess what they call the deep state or the shadow. You know, it's not like everyone that's in the government is a bad person. Like, there's a lot of people that work to help people. But there's some that just want money and power for them. And that's where, you know, evil creeps in.
Yeah.
That's the thing. So what do you think about these microchips, though? Do you think that this is, like, the end game or just part of their game? I don't know. It's like people are telling me it's like the end game, you know, when Aaron Russo talked with what's his name? David Rockefeller's son, the son, I don't know his name, but the guy that's bald headed with the glasses, and he said, you know, join the Council on Foreign Relations, and he told him, you know, he told him, what are you doing all this, you know, making fake wars and people fighting each other for no reason? And he says, well, the end game is to just have everyone chipped, and our bank controls all the money on those chips, and we have full control. And so I always thought about that. I was like, yeah, you know. It's like, but then Aaron Russo, he died of cancer, you know, but he made that one movie called, what was it, Freedom to Fascism. So, yeah, I mean, it makes you think. I don't know. It could just be a conspiracy, or it could be their ultimate plan. Of course, you can't do something like that overnight. People would notice.
Man, I'll tell you like this. It is the end game. It is definitely the end game. And they can do it overnight because they tested it out.
A lot of money's already digital, right?
Yeah.
A lot of the money's already digital.
Yeah, right. Yeah, like Bitcoin. Bitcoin, PayPal, they're like, you know, Facebook.
Right.
Now you can transfer money through Facebook. Like where actually money becomes data.
It's like digital, yeah.
Now
digital
money yeah, now money is
paper.
Data. So, and then all our credit cards and bank cards now have these chips in it. So, you don't have to input a PIN code or nothing. You just slide into the machine, let it stay there for a few seconds, and whammo, bammo, you're out the door. Now,
you know what, though,
with mine,
I do the chip, but they still ask for my PIN. I guess I'm not advanced, but I have, on my bank card, I put it in, it takes forever, and then he tells me, put in the PIN, and then it takes forever to come out. But when he swiped it, it was fast. He would say, put the PIN, bam, it was quicker. But I guess they're just trying to get people used to using chips and saying it's better.
Yeah.
But they'll say it's more secure. But soon it'll be so good, right, where you just scan it and bam, it's done. You don't have to do anything. It'll just know it's you, you know.
Yep. See, the chip in the car is just a, what you call a decoy. Because we're like,
that's
frustrated.
Just a thing to make it, right.
Yeah, we're frustrated with the wait time of the car. So it's like, hey, we need something faster. Oh, we have just a thing. Put this in your fingertip, and whammo, bammo, you're out the door.
And it has biometrics, so nobody else can pretend they're you. It has your print.
Right.
So nobody
can
commit fraud in your name. It's got to be you, you know, that did it.
Yeah. So the government gave this tech company called Three Square Market. They gave these guys the toys and like, hey, put this in your thumb or your index finger, try it out, let us know what you think. And of course these pansy geeks are going to want to be the one with the latest technology, because I've even read the report. A guy said he got it just because he wanted to say that he was one of the first pioneers to have it implanted in his fingertip. Now, a lot of people, they have 80 employees. 50 of the 80 employees took the little chip, in like the size of a rice grain, inside of their thumb or fingertip. Man, that's over half of the company, these pansy geeks out there in Wisconsin who took the rice in their fingertips are just setting the stage up for the rest of America, because they said, hey, we're on the cutting edge of things. Hey, we're cool. Hey, we're the latest nerds with the latest attractions and gadgets. Go gadget finger, whammo, bammo. I'm inside of my building. No more swiping ID cards. I'm in. I can go up
no
and down the elevator.
No more waiting for the chip to load. Right?
Yeah,
so
no
fucking
more waiting
slow.
For the I think it's all of these jobs who have like RFID technology, you know, mainly like the military, government buildings. Of course, I have my government issued card that I have to swipe just to get on the elevator to go up or down or to get in the building or go through security checks or whatever. And then they're trying to make it so inconvenient that we want something quicker, and unfortunately the quickest thing is going to be the rice grain RFID chip that goes inside your skin that these pansy geeks have all A-OK'd.
Yeah, I mean, what is with these geeks, man? It's like, you know, if I'm going to have some in my finger, that thing better be able to, like, hack Google and banks and get me all this money into my account and not just to, like, you know, open the door. It better be if I'm going to have my magic finger, it better be doing something awesome. And, like, yeah, you know, that's what they'll say. Oh, yeah, you will be able to do that. They'll be like, oh, but you can. Oh, but you will. Like the Penguin from Batman Returns. That's what they'll promise you. But that's not, I don't believe them, you know. It's like, you know, you got to draw the line somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know.
You do.
Yeah, you got to draw the line somewhere. And it doesn't really piss me off, but it just, yeah, I see it happening incrementally. It wasn't just like they were saying they were going to do overnight. But like you said, they can't do it overnight because people are asleep and because most of the money is digital, but a lot of people still withdraw cash. Why do they get cash? Because they want to do stuff on the streets. Like, bottom line, that's the real reason, because you can do stuff on the streets with it that's under the table. There's still a reason for cash. So if it is digital, it's not good because then everything's known what you do, you know, what you buy, what you do. But if it's cash, you can just give some guy the streets some money for this, for that. Bam, you got what you want. And they don't know about it. But now weed's legal, so
yeah.
That's mine to be.
Yeah, I mean, my employers are so clever that, you know,
they're clever.
Americans will fall into that trap very, very easily because we are so accustomed to it by watching these movies that they're putting out. So
right. We're
used to seeing robots and RF chips and rice grain microchips being put into our bodies because the aiders were used to seeing that now. It's nothing normal, just like when, you know, just like transgenders is in movies, is in TV shows. We're so used to seeing that it doesn't bother us anymore. I remember there was a time that I was super homophobic, where I would get mad if a gay guy would even look at me. And now, unfortunately, I can't even say that. I can't say that I'm bothered by a gay man looking at me or making eye contact with me because I'm so used to seeing it now. They have messed with my brain and trained my brain to make it think that it's okay. So that
right.
is what is going to happen with the RF chips. They're going to make it like it's okay, it's A-okay. Yeah, it's cool,
right. It's
rad. It's like the Tickle Me Elmo of the century. You know, you got to have it, you got to have it. And then
right.
they're going to bring out the big beast, which is going to be the mark of the beast. And then we're going to be like, okay, so that's just an upgrade and it has cool numbers. Well, we don't even know what it's going to look like. So the chip could be the mark of the beast. I mean,
it's crazy you're talking about this because I remember, you know, the new 007. I know it was Casino Royale, but it's the new guy. I think it was the first or the second movie. They said, we're going to put a chip in you so we can track you. And then he told them, why are you doing this? You don't trust me. You don't trust what I'm doing, then I'm going to tell you the truth. And that's what the agency told him, right? Was MI6 or whatever. You know, the agency over there in England, because he's the secret agent. He was like, so, but why? Why do you want this chip in me? You don't trust me. And, like, you know. So, yeah, and then people are like, well, 007 has it. And he's awesome.
Right.
And, you know, he has a gun and he gets all the girls. And he kills people and he drinks while he does it. I mean, if he has a chip, shouldn't I get exactly seeing these movies, these TV shows? Right. They're like, make it look cool. Make it look awesome.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
And that's where we're going to goof up at.
I just think it opens the window to hackers too much because right now they're already hacking the cards. Is it if you have the card with the chip, they can hack it from far away. But if you have a what is it, stainless steel wallet, you can block people tracking or hacking you. So, you know, but if it's inside you, what do you do, wear a glove? I guess you could wear a Michael Jackson glove, like a silver glove, and then only, like, pull it out when you need it, right? There you go.
Yeah.
So there's a solution for everything. I mean, you know, it's like, I don't know. It's just crazy. We're going to take a little commercial break, guys. We're going to tell you a little bit about our survival store that we have going on. Yeah, it's not up yet, but it's going to be in the link of the description on Blog Talk, Drunk World Order, Blogspot, and on YouTube. So wherever you're listening right now, click in the link in the description and go buy your survival gear, your camping gear, your whatever you need. And also, I'm selling bone broth, protein drink, right? And it's all there in all those places right under the link in the description, wherever you guys are listening. We're going to take a little break for music. And this is Michael Picard with the song Resurrection. And yeah, buy the survival gear and buy the bone broth because that gives you immune system upgrades. All right, so let's do this. This is Michael Picard with the track Resurrection. Enjoy.
Man, I didn't design it. Give me a fucking second because the industry's timeless. Broke out of city divine. It's never too dark and gritty because I'm pretty or silent. Get down, I say this. Out of compassion, the saddest flame of the season is everlasting. Never mistaken the passion, I put a stake in the ashes. There's no brain to be damaged.
Drunk World Order, and we are pretty lit now. I just had a shot of vodka. This is getting crazy, guys. The question of the night is our microchips, the Illuminati's Endgame. If you have a question or a comment, the guest call in is 347-850-1259. Call us now and let us know what you think if you're not scared. But yeah, wow, we have gone through some crazy news, and it is getting crazy. I'm telling you guys, yeah, chips, you know, microchips, they're crazy. I don't personally like them. I want to fry them up like some fish and chips and just burn them and then eat them and then digest them and then throw them out back into the universe where they came from. But, you know, microchips are not all that bad. We have them on our computers. We've had them in our phones and other things. But I think I got to keep the chips away from me. You know, it's not going to be inside my soul because my soul is more powerful than these chips are. These chips are just fucking chips made of metal and circuits, you know, like your brain and your energy inside you is like a million of those circuits put together. So don't ever like bow down to one little circuit when you are like a million of those circuits flowing through the universe. Your electricity, your soul, your power isn't limited. And yeah, that's what these tech companies don't want you to know. That's what they like. Buy the new phone. Buy the new computer. Oh, it has a better chip. It has better graphics. It has better this. But you were better than all of that. And it's kind of like Flynn from Tron Legacy said, all this time I was in here in this computer system, I was looking for perfection. I was looking for order. And all this time, perfection was right in front of me. And what was that perfection? He said it was his son, his human son, was the perfection. It wasn't the computer system so beautiful with all the games and the technology and everything he built. It was the perfection he was looking for was his son the whole time. And that makes you think, guys, just something to think about. You were looking at it in all this virtual reality, all this video games, and we look, you know, our life is not that great, so you're like, oh, I'm going to go to these fantasy worlds, which is kind of cool when you're drunk. I can admit, Zelda's fucking awesome. But yeah, I'm crazy. So what does Mask think about this? Is Mask faded tonight? I don't know if he's been drinking some cocktails tonight.
Oh, me? Oh, yeah, I am definitely faded.
Awesome, my friend.
Definitely faded.
You know, when Mask is faded, that's when the world is complete, because he is a secret, you know, Agent Mask. And just like 007, at the end of the day, he enjoyed his mixed drink, shaken, not stirred. And me, drunk man, I just started drinking in the morning till the night, which is not very healthy, but hey, that's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what's going to happen to me. But, you know, maybe I'll make it to the microchip, or maybe I won't. Like, but the thing is, guys, like, just keep going forward and always remember.
Mm. Definitely.
Drunk World Order, right? Drink beer every day.
Mm-hmm.
We're definitely faded tonight, guys. I wish we could add some more callers. I do let some people know, but they're probably busy. But it's okay. You know, these shows will go on. And guys, oh yeah, we got to do the advertisement. I'm sorry. Yeah, so check out the Survival Store. It's going to be on all these apps that we got going. Blog Talk Radio under the description. Drunk World Order, Blogspot in the title and description. And it's also going to be in the YouTube description. So no matter where you're listening, guys. God, sorry. I had a burp. That's how you know I'm really drinking, though. I'm not fucking with you guys. Go buy the survival gear from our friends, you know, at that store. And you'll see the link there. And so it'll be titled. And for me, go buy the bone broth protein supplement. It has the bone broth, guys. The bone broth is what the agents use for immune system optimization. And I'll tell you, the other day I made a bone broth soup, and I felt the energy and the power, and it really does boost your immune system and your energy, man. And I'm just telling you, like, I'm not just selling this to sell it to you. The one that I'm selling is actually organic, GMO-free, no GMO, organic. I don't know how good it tastes, but I will be drinking it on the show. Soon when we start doing the YouTube edition of this shit. Yeah, because what I'm going to do is do the radio show, like, kind of like how Jones video it, like video all this shit and put it up there. Like, yeah, why not?
Right.
I'm as crazy as him. I'm as nut, but I'm probably more drunk than him. That's the thing, I'm probably more drunk. So he's probably more drunk than Alex Jones. And, I got to go to my angry rant. I haven't got angry because it just felt so good tonight. It just felt so awesome. But I got to go to my angry rant, right, Mask?
Yeah. That's the whole highlight of these episodes.
But you know, it pisses me off how these motherfuckers are, like, telling me put fish and chips inside your brain, inside your finger, and, like, fish and chips, what the fuck is that? Fish and chips are what I eat for dinner. I put them in a frying pan, or they put them in a pan, they put them in a basket. There's a fish, and the chips are next to them. You know what I do with those chips? I put them on my mouth, and I bite them, and I eat them, and they go into my soul, and that's what it is. That's the only way you're going to get a chip in me, if it's a fish and chip, and the chip will go into my fucking stomach and down to the toilet. And that's what I have to tell you bastards is that, yeah, you think you're going to get a chip in me? Yeah, it better be fish and chips, because if it's not that kind of chip, it's not going inside my soul. I'm going to tell you that right now. Woo! And, yeah, guys, you know, I'm crazy. You might have figured that out by now, but it's all because I'm drunk as a motherfucker. And this is rated R, so we can curse. So callers and hosts, feel free to curse. It doesn't matter because I'm not like Alex where he can't curse. All this is going on YouTube, and I don't give a fuck. They got to deal with it.
Great.
YouTube, yeah, YouTube has to deal with my shit. They think they're fucking with me. The funny part is that YouTube and Facebook are like my neighbors, and I hate both of them. I hate both of them even though I make money off both of them. It's funny. I make money off them, but I hate other parts about them. It's like, fuck. I live close to you, assholes, right. But you ever make your money off you. They're like, that's it. Your Google account is canceled. Your Facebook is blocked. You know, that's
right.
What it is. You know, I'm surprised they haven't blocked Alex Jones. Well, look at him. He talks a lot of shit. He was cursing out Congress people. And I'm like, well, if he could get away with cussing out Congress and still goes on YouTube, well, then I guess I can get away with this. Woo!
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Oh, I'll send you the clip, Mask. He actually really cursed out someone from Congress. You know, it's probably not someone that's important, I guess, because he got away with it. It's on YouTube. Like, what the fuck? I was like, wow. So, like, he's just pushing the show to the other. The funniest thing after he got done, he's like, but I have a great product. And I was like, yeah, exactly, the bone broth. That's the same thing on this show, my friends. We got the survival gear, all the shit you can need for a microchip apocalypse or zombie or any kind of, like, let's say the rain apocalypse in Austin, or is it Houston?
Right.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter, guys. Whatever might come, you're going to want to have your gear. So, you know, get their store. It's in the description. Sorry, I had a burp again. It's in the description right now on Blog Talk, Drunk World Order blog, and on YouTube. It's right under what you're listening to right now, so go click it. It's not up right now, but it probably will be by the time you hear this shit. And also, go buy the other link I have for my store, the Bone Broth Milkshake. It boosts your immune system, guys. Go get it. I mean, like, yeah, shit. Go get it, you know.
Right.
Mask knows I'm totally insane. He's like, man, I put up with this guy. But that's why I got much love for Mask. He is like the 007 that actually puts up with the crazy guy. See, Alex doesn't have a 007 there. He gets callers and certain people that get his back, but he doesn't have a real secret agent on his show. And that's what we have here. But before we leave, I don't know what's going to cut out. We went into overtime, I think, a while ago. Some final statements, Mask, for the people?
I did have one news article.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. Anything you got, yeah.
All right.
Article, words, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so this happened in Germany. German police stopped a vehicle Saturday night only to find the father and son inside of this vehicle hauling a heap of ecstasy. They had about 5,000 pills packed in like small bags, but they were, you know, packed in smaller bags that was inside larger bags. They had a street value of nearly $46,000. According to the authorities. So, a big catch to be sure, but that's not the weird part. When they took a closer look, they saw a familiar face staring back. That is right. So, These pills that they were selling had the face of President Donald Trump. Yeah.
Wow.
So think of that. President Donald Trump on your ecstasy pill. That is too crazy. So the police, they confiscated this large sum of cash, but did not, you know, specify how much. The father was 51 years old, and the son was 17 years old. They was taken to custody on Saturday and brought before a judge on Sunday. Now, this is Germany. How do you go to court on a Sunday? You go to jail on a Saturday, you go to court on Sunday. In America, the courthouse is closed because of worship day, the sun worship day. And, you know, because they know in Germany that the real holy day is on a Saturday. But, hey, we'll say that for another show, maybe. Say that for another show.
That will be another show. Yeah, it's another thing. Yeah, what's the real holy day? Is it Saturday or Sunday? Depends if you worship Saturn or the sun. It's up to you. worship.
I'll conclude this news article with saying that, sadly enough, that there's still no word yet on the giant trove of chocolate and Nutella that went missing in Germany a week and a half ago. They're still on that case. So, missing chocolate and Nutella. They're still working on that. They found the Donald Trump pills, but not the missing chocolate. Stay tuned for that.
Stay tuned for, guys, for the missing chocolate. But I think I want to take some of those Donald Trump pills because... That's just crazy. Well, I don't take pills, but I might take those pills because, you know, Donald Trump is crazy. He's crazy like Alex Jones. That's the thing. Like, he's insane. And that's what we need more in politics. We need more crazy people. You know, just people that follow the program, follow what's been told by the higher-ups. Just do your own thing and get crazy and piss the media off. And the reason the media is pissed at Trump is because they're paid off. That's why they're going to talk bad about him, because everything he's doing is like what they were paid not to promote. So, of course, they're like, oh, he's bad. What he's doing is bad because, you know, he's not going with the program. He's doing his own program. And that's like, you know, it's nice to have a president that's not a total puppet for once, even though he's probably a puppet to his own ideas, which is kind of fucking crazy, you know. You know, it's like, oh, that was a man that's left on to his own insanity. But, yeah, guys, Drunk World Order is back. I hope you guys enjoyed the show. And, yeah, guys, don't take the Illuminati microchip. What you got to eat is the fish and chips. Just eat those. And always, always look up to the moon and to the stars and reach for them, and you will get them. And bottom line right now, before we get to the end, we are going to tell you, buy the survival products in our store, you know, everywhere, the Drunk World Order blog and YouTube in the link in the description. Go get your products. They will be up soon. And right now you can get the bone broth milkshake with the fucking nutrients of the ancients that boost your immune system with the bone broth. And, like, fucking all the milkshake stuff that you need, the protein. But, yeah, go get those products right now. And we got that rocking. And thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Drunk World Order with Drunk Man and Mask. And maybe before the time runs out, I guess I'll go into a crazy rant because I have no more songs. Or we can just peel. See, I can't even talk. We could just play Built for Greatness. I don't know. I think we should just do that. Okay, I'll say a couple crazy things, and then we'll, like, play that. But, guys, thank you for tuning in. We have much love for you guys. Everyone's tuning in. Go buy the stuff. Thank you. That's how we fund this this operation that we're doing. But, right now I just want to say you have no limit. I mean, like, No Limit Records. You are all awesome. You have the power of the universe and the energy of love and energy and electricity inside your stomach, inside your soul, and your heart. Don't ever let anyone tell you you don't. And also, rise to the top with or without a microchip, because you don't need a fucking chip to be the best you can be. And, my friends, you were all built for greatness. Now, let's just end that show with that before I pass out. Much love, everybody, for tuning in. Drunk World Order. And just remember, you were built for greatness. And go by the song, Houdini Black, Built for Greatness. Thank you, and have a great night. Woo!
Yo. Can't they understand, fear no man, this is God's plan. Do this by my lonely, need no phonies, hopping on the bandwagon. I'm just asking, keep your distance, y'all obsessed with acting. Like being fake is early fashion, man, they lack the passion. Breaking down faction, just a fraction of them really rapping. The rest of y'all just standing there looking weird, y'all just talking practice. Hardly acting, pour into a captain, but you claim your boss. Man, you capping, no reaction, no change of info tactics. Mention exactly how I said it, I've been in a war with plenty of veterans. Like in the room like last name of Edison. My alley paladin delivered the medicine. Put them in words, deliver the message. Just to match them, I hope they catch it. The plight, passing the kite for my brethren. This is the direction we're heading in.
Money all around, I see them haters start to frown like.
Wishing toss a penny, waiting on Santa Claus. China this and your Christmas list. I was working my gifts, 48 laws, make sure I don't miss. With a grandfather clause, no bending the rules, no bending me through. I'd have been to them school with being dumb. It's lit to be cool, but not me, fool. Manifest destiny that's ahead of me. I finesse, thought of my recipe is the best part of me. Stands like a king. The God in me, right next to my queen. My sword, shield, my guns, I'm safely floor. Feel with them traps, can't break me. Can't they gonna stand? Fit no man, this is God's play. I do this in my sleep, don't pray for me, but pray for the weak. I smell them haters coming, I'ma hop them like an athlete. Hopping over hurdles, bear no burden, trouble obsolete.
I can feel it in you. Money all around, I see them haters start to frown like. All snakes, envy, I was built for greatness, feel me like. Money shoes, hold that for sure.
I can feel it.